Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is Mary Wilkie. Y'all called me, and I had asked y'all earlier to, they were wanting to change the date of my delivery because it said the 30th, which is going to be delivered, is Memorial Weekend or something like that. Anyway, they said they couldn't do that because of Memorial Weekend. So she changed it to delivery on May 26th, and she just wanted me to confirm it. And I missed her call, so I'm calling back to confirm that.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, may I have the zip code of where it will take place?
It's going to be at Indianola. Gosh, I don't know the zip code, to be honest with you. I want to say 74002, but I'm not sure. It's out in the country. Let me see if I can look that up.
Okay.
That, gosh, we don't use it. The address that's going to be delivered to is 6371 Highway 113, Indianola, Oklahoma.
Yes, ma'am, I need the zip code.
Well, let me look it up in the phone, man. Take a minute to check it. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Zip code. Okay, Indianola zip code. Let's see. All Canadian Fort Worth. Oh, okay, there it is. It's 74442.
Thank you.
I'm gonna put that in my notes.
Okay, may I have your phone number that's associated with the order?
918. Okay, now you want my phone number?
Yes, ma'am, the number that's on the order.
918-916-0227.
Okay, stand by while I search, okay?
Okay.
Just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, and can you confirm the name and address for me?
What are you asking me?
Can you confirm the name and the address on the order?
Oh, it's Mary Wilkett. Let me look that up again for you. The address is 6371 Highway 113 in Denola, Oklahoma, zip code 74442. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so it says here that it's actually scheduled for the 30th, so give me one moment.
Yeah, wait a minute, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
I'm here.
This is why they called me earlier this morning. A girl from your office did. She said that the 30th, which it was scheduled for the 30th. She said that the 30th is Memorial Weekend. Y'all do not deliver on Memorial Weekend.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to change it. Give me one moment.
So she changed it to the 26th on Thursday, and she left me a voicemail and told me to call back and confirm that that was okay with me.
Okay.
So that's what happened there. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll just wait till you tell me what to do next.
Yeah, so it's not giving me the option to change it. But I can't go ahead and notate that you called in confirming.
Well, she's
26.
Already changed it according to what her voice message said.
Okay.
I just need to confirm it.
Okay.
And then she left me that number that I called you, and that's the number that she told me to call back to confirm it. So I did.
Okay, and is there anything else for me to notate for you?
If you changed it, I wonder why it's not showing the 26th now.
It will probably just be on our end.
So what do I do now?
And, okay, yes, I do see here my email was sent to the service provider to force assign it to the 26th as well. But yes, ma'am. Okay, is there anything else for me to notate for you?
Did you see where it was changed to the 26th, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you know what time they'll be here?
No, ma'am, it's still too early within the process for the time frame. You will receive it the night before.
Okay, that'd be fine. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for helping me out over here at SBO. You have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.